Have you ever wondered, what did the children even see? You know, for many years, we didn't even know. The apparitions happened and ended in 1917, but at that time, they didn't have media in the same way. They knew that the miracle had happened. They knew that something tremendous had happened in Fatima, Portugal. They knew that the Blessed Virgin Mary had asked for the rosary and for other such things. But newspapers and other such news didn't have media content like we have today. We presume that they knew what she looked like. In fact, for many years, they made images and statues of the Blessed Mother that didn't even really look like at all what the children had seen. And we knew that only after 2 years after the apparitions, by about 1919, that Jacinta and Francisco had died, and all we had left was the lonely witness of Lucia. Well, she entered the Dorotheans, and she took the name of Sister Dolores, Irma Dolores. So basically, she was naming herself after Our Lady of Sorrows, which was one of the last titles that she gave on that October apparition. So there was a Dominican priest that in the mid-1940s said, I'm going to go find out for myself what she saw, and I'm going to make a statue of exactly what Lucia, Sister Dolores, what she saw, I'm going to make. He went and he wrote this book, this kind of documentary book called Vision of Fatima, an amazing book that many people have never heard of or even considered, where he documents all the difficulties that he had, because at the time there wasn't a lot of travel. It wasn't really well developed. They didn't speak English. Neither did he speak Portuguese. He was learning all of these things. He ended up arriving sometime in the winter where it was cold and he wasn't used to that weather. Somehow he got an audience with Lucia, the visionary. She had to get permission from her local bishop and her mother superior. And he engaged in this conversation with about 12 words that they knew to try to figure out, what did she see? And even when she described Our Lady, that doesn't mean that he made the statue perfectly. He made it and he sculpted it first out of clay. And you would think that cute and pious little Lucia would be happy with whatever he made. No. Because he requested specifically that the statue look like what she saw. So she was unbelievably picky. The face was too big, too small, the mouth was too big, too low, the hands weren't like this or like that. Every little detail that he made, she criticized. Her hands were like this, not like that. She looked like this, she bowed like this, she was wearing this, the dress was this. Many things were very difficult to sculpt. For instance, the dress was made of light, yet it had kind of these folding qualities. How was he going to do that? And then also there was certain details that he had never seen in a statue. For instance, she had a Immaculate Heart with a crown of thorns, not around it kind of horizontally, but vertically, something which was sort of unusual. And he had to wonder, is she even being accurate, since there's kind of a disconnection in the language? At some point, he decided to allow her to criticize everything and to not let his pride get in the way. He wanted to trust her. He let her fine-tune every last detail. Her face, the position of the veil, how her hands were, how big the rosary were, which she, in fact, made herself, and then he put it on. The size of her heart, did she have a star? The globe of light that she had as a necklace, which many people think is just a random detail, but she did, in fact, have. He persevered, faithfully sculpting, resculpting, starting all over again until finally, she was satisfied with the exact thing that she said that she saw. Well, as good as you could imagine, because you can imagine that when you see a heavenly person, it's never good enough, but you try to get close. What did that statue look like? Take a moment and see for yourself. This is a glimpse of a statue. After I read this book, some months after, I had the opportunity to go to Fatima myself, and I was decided I was going to find a statue, and I didn't care how much it cost. I was going to go to every religious store in the entire village, and I was going to buy it, and it was going to be beautiful, and it was going to be big, and it was going to be expensive, and it was going to be made of wood, and I found it. And this is what I found. My friends, we continue in these 9 days of Fatima. I'll see you in the next video.